तद्विद्धि प्रणिपातेन परिपुष्टेन सेवया उपदिक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानं ज्ञानिनः सप्तदर्शनम्। Now this verse we are discussing in our last meeting. Lord Sri Krishna has concluded that all kinds of sacrifices that we can expect, we are expected to do, the best sacrifice is to acquire knowledge. Acquire knowledge, because whole our this material condition life is due to ignorance. Therefore, the purpose of sacrifice, penance, yoga, and philosophical discussion, everything, the ultimate aim is to acquire knowledge. And even that knowledge field also, of course, transcendental knowledge, as we have discussed already, they are viewed in three different angles of vision. The knowledge of Brahmabhava, or impersonal absolute truth, and the knowledge of Paramatma, the localized super soul, and the knowledge of Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of God. There are different stages of development of knowledge. At the first beginning knowledge is that we must understand that I am not this body. I am spirit soul, and my aim of life should be how to get out of this material entanglement. That is knowledge. That is the beginning of knowledge. And that knowledge, when developed, graduates, the first perception knowledge is impersonal Brahma realization, and the next stage is the super soul realization, and the last stage is realization of the Supreme Personality of God. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have got this information that the tattva, that the absolute truth, is realized in three visions: Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdate. Brahma means impersonal absolute truth, and Paramatma means super soul, and Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of God. That Supreme Personality of God is Krishna. We find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam. There are description of different manifestation of Vishnu or God, because God extends himself in various ways. We are also extension of God. So similarly, there are degrees of extension, and the central point or the primal Lord is Sri Krishna. We have got evidences from the various Vedic literature that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. The Bhagavad confirms Ete Chamsakala Pumsa Krishna Tu Bhagavan Sam, that there is a beast of incarnation of God. There are many thousands and thousands of incarnations, and there is a beast, especially in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, there is a specific beast. Now, after giving that beast, the conclusion is made that ete samsakala punsa, krishnastu bhagavansa. Now, we have given the list, the author of the Srimad Bhagavat. But all these have the incarnation of Godhead, they are either plenary manifestation or manifestation of the plenary manifestation. Like, it is Kamsa. Kamsa means plenary manifestation. And Kala means manifestation of the plenary manifestation. The conclusion in Srimad Bhagavatam is that this name Krishna is given here. Because Krishna also appears, he proclaimed himself that jada-jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata tadātmānam sujāmaham. So, he is accepted as the original Supreme Personality of God. Similarly, in Brahma Samhita, another Vedic literature, that is also confirmed that Ishara, Parama, Krishna, Satchidananda, Vigraha, Anadi, Radhi, Govinda, Sarva, Karana, Karanam. There are many gods mentioned in one sense, we are also God. God means control, that's all. God is literally meaning of God, this word, is controller, Ishvara. So every one of us has some controlling capacity. Everyone. Either we control the family, I control the office, we control the state, we control the municipality, or so on, everyone is a controller. But nobody is the supreme control. Similarly, if you go on, make your progress, then you come to the Brahma. Brahma is the controller of the whole universe. And there are many innumerable universes and innumerable Brahma also. And their controller is the Garbhoda Sai Vishnu. And the Garbhoda Sai Vishnu is controlled by Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is controlled by Sankarsan, and Sankarsan is controlled by Narayan, and Narayan is controlled by Vasudev, and Vasudev is controlled by Baladev, and Baladev is controlled by Krishna. Therefore, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, Matta Paratara Nanna Dasti Kinshi Dhananya. My dear Adjok, there is nobody greater than you. And Arjuna has accepted that you are asamarth. Nobody is equal to you and nobody is greater than you. And our Goswamis in Vrindavan, there are six Goswamis, they are very good scholars. Especially Jivagosha, they have analyzed the characteristics of the Absolute Truth Personality of Godhead, and they have established that Krishna has got all the transcendental qualities of Godhead in Krishna. And in Narayana, there are 94% of the transcendental qualities of the Absolute Truth. Similarly, in Lord Shiva, there is 84% of all the transcendental qualities of the Absolute Truth. And in living beings, as we are, we have got 78% of the transcendental qualities, that is also in fact, not in food. So there are some scholars analytical study like this. Now, the point is that Krishna says that all kinds of sacrifices, whatever sacrifice you can undertake, there are different kinds of mental, drabba yoga, jnana yoga, yoga yoga, so many there are different styles of Durga. But here, Krishna concludes all the different types of Durga. Sarva karmasilam partha jnani puri samapati. Whatever Durga you can perform, that's all right. But that is the different states who come to the front of real knowledge. That's why you have got your entire state building here, and then two-story building. So you go on, you go to the 25th story, then go to the 50th story, go to the 70th, 75, 80, in this place. Unless you reach that and then second story, that is not a perfect progress. That is also progress. Suppose you have gone to the 86th story. That is also progress, probably downwards. That's all right. But the highest perfection of knowledge is, so far we studied from the Bhagavad Gita. It is said, Bahunam Janmanamante Janamanamana Prabhupada. Bahunam Janmanamante. Bahunam means after many, many births of culturing knowledge. When he comes to the real knowledge, real, I mean the summit knowledge, Bahunam Janmanamante Janavan. Not the fools, but Janavan. He specially mentions Janavan. Janavan, Mana Prabhupada. Janavan, the sign is that Janavan surrenders unto the Supreme Lord Krishna. That is the highest stage of knowledge. Either you take it, grant it, just like Arjuna was advised by Krishna. Sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekam saraṇam gata. You give up. Because you are my very confidential friend, therefore I say unto you that you don't bother with anything else. Just surrender unto me. This is the most confident. So, in all points of view, if you make an analytical study of the Vedic literature, the ultimate summit knowledge is to surrender unto Krishna. Bhavanam janmanamante janavan mana prabhadvate vasudeva sarvaniti sa mahatma sudhilla. And what kind of surrender? The surrender is full knowledge. After scrutinizingly studying all the process of self-realization, of transcendental realization, when one comes to the perfectional point, he understands that Vasudeva Sarvam. Vasudeva, Krishna is everything. As it is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, that Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Sarva Karana Karana means a cause of all causes. Just like my existence, I have got this body, the cause was my father. And the father, his father was cause. You go on searching. Father, his father, grandfather, great grandfather, go on. Searching. Don't think that because you cannot see that now your great grandfather, there was no father of the grandfather. Don't think like that. There was. Although he don't think that anything which is out of my sight because I cannot see, so there is no existence. No. This conclusion is not good. This is not an intelligent conclusion. Because I cannot see what is happening beyond this world, that does not mean there is nothing beyond this world. So everyone wants to see God in you. God you can see. When you are perfectly qualified, when you are in perfect knowledge, you can see God eye to eye, just like you are seeing me, I am seeing you. But that requires qualification. You have to wait. That qualification is Krishna consciousness. That qualification means Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness begins with Saranam, Sitaram, Saranam, hearing. We have to hear about Krishna, just like this Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of understanding or hearing about Krishna. Hearing about Krishna, just like, suppose I came to your country, the United States or America, in my childhood I heard of it in school, when I was reading geometry or something like history of geometry. I heard first of it. I did not come first of it. So hearing, when I understood, that's a very wonderful country, and it is far away, and if I go there, similarly as you think also about going to India, so first of all hear, and not immediately seeing what is America or what is India. First of all, yes. So, similarly, if we want to see God, then we have to hear. That is the process. Krishna consciousness process is first is hearing. Savanam. Savanam means hearing. Then kirtanam. Kirtanam means to chant about the glory, about the holy name, about the form, about the quality, then this is association with Krishna. Because Krishna, or God, is absolute. He is not different from His name, from His quality, from His form, from His pastime. He is not different. So, the hearing and chanting are the quality or form or name of the Supreme, of the Absolute, means our association with Him. Association. Direct association. In transcendental quality. So, as we go on making association, then Krishna helps us to understand. Simnatam, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse. Simnatam sakatha Krishna kunnatsamana sitana Riddham Tatya Avadrani Vibhunati Sri Satam. Sri Satam. Krishna is sitting within your heart. Krishna is there, is acting as your spiritual master. Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru means, Chaitya Guru means the Guru of the spiritual master, who is sitting in my heart, Chitta. So, Sinnatam Sakata Krishna. When you begin to hear about Krishna, then the hearing of Krishna Katha, the topics about Krishna, is Punna Savana Chitta. It is, if you really do not understand, it will increase your virtue. Punna Savana Chitta. Riddhantasya avadran. We are accumulated so much dust by our material contact, by so many years association with the matter. We are accumulated so much dirty things within our heart. That becomes gradually clean. Sannatam sarata krishna kunna savana kirtana riddhantasya avadran. Riddhantasya means the dirty things which we have accumulated within our heart. That becomes clear. That how it is clear? Hiddhantasya avadrani vidhunati sihit satam. So Krishna is friend of everyone, but is his special friend to the devotee. That we will find in Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarvabhuteshu namai vishvasthina priya. I am friend of everyone. Nobody is my enemy and nobody is my friend. But I am equal to everyone. Samo means equal. Jetu bhajanti mangitta tesi tesi. But a person who is devoted to me and is engaged in devotional service with me, I have got special attention for him. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Srihit Satam. Satam. Satam means those who are trying for having eternal life. Because in this material world, you don't get anything eternal or everything temporal. Therefore, it is called asat. Asato maam sadhama the baby kingdom say, don't try to remain in this temporary world. Sadhama, just try to go to the eternal world. Samasi maam jyoti gama, don't try to remain in this darkness. You go to the kingdom of light. These are baby kingdoms. So, Krishna, he is within our heart. Riddhantasva. Therefore, as soon as we become a little inclined towards Krishna, then from within our heart, he gives us the, favorable instruction so that we can gradually make progress. Gradually. Krishna is the first spiritual master. And when we become more interested, then we have to go to a physical, spiritual master. That is enjoined in the next verse. That will be pranikatena, pariprasnena, sevaya, upadekshanti, te jnanam, jnanina, sattadarshi. Now, Krishna advises that if you want to know the transcendental fact, then you just try to approach somebody, pranipatena, pranipatena, pariprasnena, and seva. What is pranipat? Pranipat means challenge. Challenge. You must select a person where you can surrender yourself, because nobody likes to surrender to anyone. Because that we have got everyone. Your pastor, whatever knowledge you have got, everyone is pastor. Oh, who can give me knowledge? There is regular propaganda that for spiritual realization, there is no need of spiritual master. But so far, Vedic literature is concerned, so far Bhagavad Gita is concerned, so far Bhagavat is concerned, so far the Upanishads and Vedic literature are concerned, they do not know. They say that there is need of spiritual master. Take for example the Upanishads, the Vedic Upanishads. In the Vedic Upanishad, it is said, tad-vijyanartham sa-guru-meva avigacche sotiyam brahmanistam, this mantra. That if you want to learn the transcendental subject, then the first point is that if you are eager to learn that subject, then in the material world also, suppose if I want to learn the art of music, then I have to find out somebody who is a musician. Without having the association of a musician, nobody can learn the art of music. Or any art. Suppose if you want to become an engineer. So you have to enter yourself in an engineering college, a technical college, and learn there. Nobody can become a medical practitioner simply by purchasing books from the market and reading at home. That is not possible. You have to admit yourself in a medical college and undergo training and practical examination. So many things, simply by practicing both, it is not possible. Similarly, if you want to learn Bhagavad Gita or any transcendental subject matter, here is the instruction by Lord Krishna himself. Lord Krishna himself, because he is the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, he says that Tadvidhi Pranipatena Parikrishnena Siva. You must go to a person where you can surrender yourself. That means you have to check who is the real person who can give me instruction on Bhagavad Gita or any Vedic literature or any scripture, right? And not that to search out a person as a indicator, no. You have to all search out the person very serious, that who is actually in the knowledge of the thing. Otherwise, why you shall surrender? No, there is no necessity of surrender. But here it is said clearly that you have to surrender to yourself. That means you have to find out such a person where you can voluntarily surrender. Without finding, your mission will not be fulfilled. Because very important. First thing is, just like Arjuna, in the beginning, we have discussed that point. Arjuna was talking to Krishna in friendly terms. Just like friends. Krishna was saying something, oh, you cannot, you are a Kshatriya, you are a military man, how can you give up this fighting? Just like friendly talk. But when Arjuna saw it, that our friendly talk did not make a solution, so he surrendered unto Krishna that I just become surrendered and disciple unto you. Three minutes that means what is my duty. So this is the process. Here also Krishna advises that if you have to learn, say for Bhagavad Gita, then you have to go to a person where you can surrender. Not only surrender, not blindly surrender. You must be able to enter Pariprasna. The next qualification is Pariprasna. Pariprasna means enquiry. Without enquiry, you cannot make advance. Just like a student in the school who inquires from the teacher, he is very intelligent. Even a boy, a child, if he inquires from the father, oh, father, what is he? What is he? That child is very intelligent. Very intelligent. So, enquiry is required. So, not only Pranipat, oh, I have found out a very good spiritual master, very learned, and very good soul, all right. I have surrendered, then all my business finished. No! That is not you may have a very good spiritual master, but if you have no power to enquire, then you cannot make progress. Enquiry is not true, yes. But enquiry, how enquiry, not to challenge. Enquiry not that, I shall see what kind of spiritual master is. Oh, let me challenge it and put some irrelevant questions and talk nonsensically, this way and that way. Oh, that is not it. Enquiry on the point. Pariprasna means enquiry on the point. And that enquiry should be seva. Seva means service. Not that, I have inquired so many things from certain persons. I am not rendered any payment or any service. So I have gained. No. Without service, your inquiry will be futile. So three things. Yes. Pranipat, Pariprasna and Seva. Pranipat. Pranipat means you have mastered the qualification to at least to find out the person who is actually qualified to give you real instruction. That you have to do. That remains on you. Suppose you have to purchase some gold at jewelry, and if you do not know where to purchase, if you go to a grocer's shop to purchase a jewel, then you will be cheated. If you say, go to a grocer's shop and ask, can you give me diamonds? He will understand that here is a fool. So, let him give him something. This is Dhamma. What is this price? He can charge anything anywhere. When you come home, what is your brand? This is Dhamma, like when to the grocery shop. So that kind of finding spiritual master in a book. You have to become a little intelligent. Because without being intelligent, nobody can make any spiritual progress. Athāta Brahma Sutra, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is stated, Athāta Brahma Vijjāta, Brahma Vijjāta, Brahma Vijjāta means to inquire about the supreme subject matter, Brahma. That requires a qualification. Atha means those who have become experienced of this miserable life of this material world, they can inquire. They can inquire what is absolute truth, what is spiritual life. Adhāta Brahma Jigya. Similarly, in Bhagavata also, it is stated, Tasmāt Guruṁ Prabhadeta Jigyāsu Sreya Uttamam. Sreya Uttamam. Uttamam means Udgata Tamam. That is transcendence. Tama means darkness. Anything of this material world that is in darkness, because this material world is dark. You know that the whole world, whole universe is dark. Therefore there is recognition of the sunlight, moonlight, electricity. It is dark. So Uttama means it is beyond this darkness. Beyond this darkness. That means transcendental subject, spiritual subject. In the spiritual world there is no darkness. So if anyone is desirous of inquiring about the spiritual world, then he requires to find out the spiritual master. Otherwise there is no necessity. For a man who wants to remain in this darkness for material benefit, suppose, I want some spiritual master, or I want to study Bhagavad Gita or Vedanta Sutra so that I may make some material improvement. That is not Vidya. For material improvement, you can work. There are so many people are working, they are making, trying industry or something like that. That is just fine. But if you are at all interested about the Brahma subject, the spiritual subject, then you require a spiritual master. That is clearly said. Tasmāt Guruṁ Prabhadeta. Tasmāt means, therefore, one has to surrender unto the spiritual master. Who? He is Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. He is very much eager to understand about the transcendental subject. So any Vedic literature, the same instruction is fine as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sadvidhi Panipatena Paripasena Sivaya Upadeksham Tite Jnanam Jnanina Sattadarsha. Jnanina means Jnani, or a man, he is in perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge means one who has perfect vision of the perfect, not theoretical, but actual vision of the spiritual subject matter. He is called Jnani. Jnanina Tattva Darshana. Tattva means the absolute truth. Now, so far Tattva is concerned, in fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna is the supreme tattva, absolute truth. He explains that manushyanam sahasreshu kacchidyapi prasiddhah. Out of many, many thousands of people, a few people may try how to get a spiritual salvation. Not all. Everyone is not expected to hanker after spiritual salvation. That requires also many, many years qualification. So manushyanam sahasreshu, out of many, many thousands of people, one is very much anxious for spiritual realization. And then Lord Krishna says, jatatamati siddhanam, and out of many perfected spiritual, some may know what is Krishna. Just try to understand. First of all, out of many, many, many thousands of people, wants to have perfection in spiritual life. Then, those persons who have attained such perfection, out of them, one or two may understand what is Krishna. Now, the subject matter of Krishna is not so easy. It is very difficult also. But one can understand very easily. That process is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyamavijanati javam yasyami tattvataha tatumam tattvato jayatva visadevita dharantaram. That is, bhakti, devotional service. That devotional service should be accepted. You can understand that difficult subject matter of Krishna very easily. Bhaktyamavijanati. Avijanati means perfectly he can understand. Javan Jatyani Tattva. Tattva means the absolute truth as it is, he can understand. And Tatomam Tattva Vyatva, and after understanding the Krishna science very perfectly, he becomes eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom. These things are said. So here we are discussing this point. तद्विद्धि संकातेना परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानं ज्ञानिनः तत्त्वदर्शिनः. So, if we actually want to reach that point of perfection and knowledge where we can fully surrender. Now, the intelligent person, according to my opinion, as soon as parents discuss this point, that if it is a point that after many, many births, when I am fully perfect in knowledge, I have to surrender to Krishna, then why not immediately surrender to Him? Why shall I wait for many, many births? Oh, that is very intelligent proposal. If that is the end of perfection, then why not accept the perfection immediately? But people are doubtful. Somebody asked me I think Mr. Maswari asked me this question, I answered this one, that his inquiry was, how long it will take to be perfect in Krishna consciousness? So I replied that Krishna consciousness can be had in 1 second, and it cannot be had in thousands of births and deaths. So why? But if we understand this principle, that after attainment of full knowledge, I have to ultimately surrender to Vasudeva Sarvamiti. I have to become the, some Mahatma, great soul, like that. Why not immediately surrender to Krishna? Why not become immediately this supreme and this great soul? Samahatma Siddhul Lava, that is a problem. But we are not prepared to accept immediately Krishna as the Supreme. We have got many doubts. So therefore, in order to drive us, dissipate all your doubtful ideas, the Shastra, the Scripture, the Bhagavad Gita, and Srimad Bhagavat are there. And if we make scrutinizingly study of these two books, we can understand the Krishna science very nicely, and our progress in the matter of Krishna consciousness will be definite. Thank you very much. Should there be any question? Brahman Super Souls, we have been discussing this morning, but as just we began the work, we have forgotten. just like myself, I am soul, spiritual soul. My place is within this heart. Now, in the medical science, they have found it that the heart is the center of all vitality of this world. That by science and modern materialistic science, they have found that whatever we are eating, it is going to the stomach and putting his wings and horns into various types of secretion. And the important secretion is coming to the heart, and it is becoming rain by coming to the heart. Then again, from the heart, there are many things which is being distributed in different parts of the body. So, but they could not count that where is the point where from this vitality is coming. Where from this vitality is coming, they could not find it. They are localized that here is the source of all events. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita you find that Krishna says, Matta Sarvam Pravastate, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Pravastate. I am the origin, fountain, head of everything, and everything that is being produced, it is from me. Similarly, the soul is a fragmental, fractional portion of Krishna. So now, the modern scientists, they have localized the point where from the energy from coming. Now, that point is there. That fragmental portion of Krishna is there. That is Brahma. And, but that is fragmental force. So Brahma means this fragmental force. And the Supreme Brahma, what was that question? Brahma? Super soul. Super soul is Krishna. Super soul is Krishna. And we, I am, you are soul, you are jiva. And the Supreme soul is Krishna. This is how. Next morning we shall discuss the events to this morning that have to back back. Uttamas to Anna, that bus. So, Super Soul is the Supreme God. Super Soul is also there. They are situated present in the form of the Vedic Upanishad. We get this information. The two bars are sitting on one tree. The one bar is eating the fruit and the other bar is simply witness. So witnessing bar is the super soul. And the bar which is enjoying and suffering of this material contamination or attachment, that is soul. Is it clear? Krishna, yes, he is in the still morning, actually, Krishna. You are very familiar. This super soul is also a partial representation of Krishna. Just like the sun, the real sun, and the reflection of sun. If you have got thousands of pots in your presence, you find the reflection of the sun in thousands of the pots. But the real sun is man. Similarly, this super soul is the reflection of the real, partial reflection of the super. Is it clear? Just like you are standing here and acknowledge the sun is on your head, and 5,000 miles away, you inquire from somebody, where is sun? You say, oh, it is on my head. 5,000 miles this way, that way, anywhere, you inquire. And many people, many thousands of people inquire. They will say, everyone will say, that the sun is on my head. Similarly, although the sun is what? As he perceives that he is present on everyone's head. Similarly, all of Krishna is one without a second. By inconceivable, transcendental thought, he can be present in everyone's heart. Akhila Atma Bhuta, Golokai Eva Niyasati, Akhila Atma Bhuta. That That is the power of Krishna. That is the power of Super Soul. We cannot. Suppose I am sitting here, you are sitting here, you are not here at your home, I am not in India, I am sitting here. I cannot speak simultaneously in India and America. That is not possible for me, because I am not Super Soul. But the Super Soul can be present everywhere. You find this explanation in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Now we are discussing 4th chapter. When we go to the 13th chapter, this point will be more clear. About the filter. So, your question should have been on the matter of fulfillment, because we should have questions on the subject which is discussed and which is explored. This is also a relevant question, because we did it on the subject. Now we have discussed about the position of the spiritual master. Now if you have got any question about that, to the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple, if you have got any doubt, if you have any question, but...
One tremendous spiritual master, not understanding the relationship,
Krishna. Oh, spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. Therefore, surrendering to the spiritual master may surrender to Krishna. He is a bona fide spiritual master. He is, that's why I explained the shloka, Riddhantasta avadrani vidhimati sriptata. I'll try to share with one nice story in this collection. The story of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was a child and he was insulted by his stepmother. So he went to his own mother and he prayed, my dear mother, you are 5 years old already. My stepmother has insulted me in this way. I was sitting on the lap of my father and he dragged me out. He told me that you cannot sit on the lap of your father. So he was a son of king, so he felt insulted and he went to his mother and cried. Then he asked his mother, what is the remedy? Because he was a son of a Kshatriya. He was revengeful. So his mother directed, my dear friend, your father do not care for me. So he will not hear whatever I say. So if God can help you, then you can get with him. Then your child, he said, oh, where is God? Oh, then mother replied, oh, we understand that God is in the forest. Somebody goes to the forest and he realizes God is. So he cannot go, my dear friend. No, I should go. So he went to the forest. He went to the forest and you are asking the child that, oh, your God? Oh, your elephant, your God? Just like the child. Then he was so serious that because God is within himself, then he was. Narada was saying to him that you go to the boss and what is how he can answer, so what is his actual point of course. He just try to help. So this is the question. When we are seriously answered about understanding the science of God, then God is within you. He will make your relationship with such a spiritual master of him enlightened. Father. So, practically, the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. Now, it depends on me. He is the Kaman, Prasadanti, Tansa, Hiyo, Holama. The degree of my serious he can seriously about actually perception of the Supreme Lord, then I will get such a spiritual master who can give me information of the Supreme Lord. But if I want something else, then Krishna will help in that way also. You'll get something else. So, Jayadhana asked the question. The spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. And he is Krishna is sitting within your heart. And as you are anxious, your degree of anxiety will be held by Krishna by sending to that quality of food. All right.